Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am living in the Twilight Zone, and I know you are as well. It is Thursday, the 20th day of October, 2011. We're going to get into the whole supposed Gaddafi killing. If you go up to thedrudgereport.com, there is a News Channel 5 story. Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide. The TSA rolls out checkpoints on the highways. Now, Homeland Security already did this 2 years ago. It's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And TSA was involved in that. But I've always told you, we're going to have domestic checkpoints, just like the over 100 they have inside the United States, under federal regulations, up to 100 miles inside. I went back through one of these again yesterday, and it was explosive. I'm going to be airing that tonight on the nightly news. I just got into the office an hour or so ago, and they're getting that video off my camera. I really got in their face this time. And I told them that the government are drug dealers and criminals and that I don't respect their unconstitutional activity. And I just really can't take it anymore. I'm getting to where I can't handle it anymore. I mean, the flying, the naked body scanners, the groping, the TSA at high school proms in New Mexico, and now this headline. I hadn't even seen this. It's up at drudgereport.com. Drudge also is linked to the report that we posted at Infowars.com that Paul Watson did with the headline that State Department sends in one of the leaders of the Arab Spring from Egypt to run Occupy Wall Street. It is CIA, State Department, Obama run. That doesn't mean the people that showed up for it are bad. There's a lot of corruption on Wall Street. That is where most of the problems are emanating from. But not Wall Street itself generally, but the actual private Federal Reserve. That report is up at drudgereport.com as well. But it's just the nightmare just keeps coming more and more true here. The nightmare just continues to intensify. And we are going into an authoritarian nightmare. And I personally am beyond disgusted, beyond angry, beyond rage right now. It's in the news, what already came out last year, that Homeland Security arrests illegals in these fake stings and then releases them with green cards, that they've frozen all major deportations of Mexicans, not of other groups, including criminals. And that's back in the news today. And then meanwhile, I pull up, and they're waving everybody through, but they want to search my car, and I've got to tell the Border Patrol, I'm going to have to sue you. I mean, this is 98 miles inside the U.S., and I'm not against the individual Border Patrol people, but I literally have to have this standoff with them where I get in their face and where my kids are sitting there watching this, and then they tell me to go. I mean, you know, they had like six of them slime over. They said, pull over there. We're going to search you. And I said, I'm going to sue you. You come on here and violate my Fourth Amendment. And you know, the Supreme Court has ruled they can have these checkpoints 100 miles in to check immigration status. And I believe that's unconstitutional. Besides, the globalists don't want to check immigration status. I mean, Homeland Security's been caught hiring illegals to build part of the Texas border fence that's for show. That's on record, Associated Press, Fox News. But they can't do it for drugs. And they were sticking, having people open their doors, stick the drug dog in. This is 98 miles inside the U.S., inside South Texas. And they said, pull over there, we're coming on board. And I said, look, we're U.S. citizens. You can run the plates of this vehicle. I said, if I was from Mexico, I'm the best actor in the world, basically. And I said, you're not going to search my vehicle with that drug dog. I said, besides, the government and the Border Patrol have been caught bringing drugs in here. They all smile. And then my wife got in their face. It was just not even emotionally draining. I have such clarity now that it's pure torture to have this level of understanding. We'll be right back.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 20th day of October 2011 transmission. Wayne Madsen, who's recently been inside Libya, investigative journalist, will be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now to break down the report that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed, hiding in a spider hole. John B. Wells, syndicated radio host for Coast to Coast AM, who covers a lot of the same issues that we get into with great eloquence, will be joining us for 50 minutes of the second hour. Webster Tarpley, who was on yesterday, will pop in because he's recently been to Libya to give us his take on this latest Muammar Gaddafi report. And I'm also going to get a 10-minute pop-in from Steve Pachinik because, again, he called us up this morning and saying he thinks it's staged and has some sources. So we'll just get about a 10-minute pop-in from him and Tarpley coming up here on the broadcast today. Now, also coming up, at least on Nightly News tonight, I may air it if Dew has time to get it off my camera and loaded. I've got to blur out my children's faces and their names and things. I went to the South Texas beach a few weeks ago over the weekend, drove back 98 miles inside the U.S., and they're now building more of these. There's over 100 in the country. There's more than 15 in Texas. And they wanted to search our car with a drug dog. And I told them no. And I said, you guys let the illegal aliens through these checkpoints. And they're on record doing that. In fact, CNS News has a report out today where Janet Napolitano is giving illegals green cards when they do arrest them. And of course, that's come out for 3 years. They're doing that. They've stopped basically all deportations of Mexicans because that's a political client state now. And I guess Democratic voters, others, Salvadorans and others, are being shipped out of the country. In fact, they've got a big Bayview detention center down there by South Padre that's got 5,000 Salvadorans, people from El Salvador, in it. So it's also very discriminatory, but there's a globalist deal with Mexico to basically merge the two countries. It also came out in the McAllen newspaper after Talk Radio covered it, after Glenn Beck did, that the children are taught to pledge allegiance to Mexico and to salute the Mexican flag. This goes on all over the United States in any school that's 30 or 40% Hispanic, including Puerto Rican schools, schools that are predominantly Puerto Rican. Puerto Ricans have complained about it. This is not a new phenomenon. They say, well, we're not Mexican. Nothing wrong with being Mexican, but you know, the Ford Foundation has said, if you've got brown skin and are Latino, you are now a Mexican, because that's the political decision. They want to play those groups off against each other. And so that's why I get so angry 98 miles into the U.S. I've never left the country on the trip. And I pull up with my family and everybody on board U.S. citizens. And you got a bunch of people with blue eyes and blonde and brown hair speaking complete Texas accents going, yeah, we're U.S. citizens. They go, pull over. We're searching. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to sue you. Okay, you come on here without a warrant, and then they send over six goons, open the door up, and I explain. I go, the government's been caught dealing drugs, including the Border Patrol. And he said, the Supreme Court's ruled we can do this. And I said, it's ruled 100 miles in. You can, and I believe it's a false ruling, but it's ruled that you can ask immigration status. You can ask if I'm a citizen or not. But I said, you're searching for drugs. He said, no, we're not. We're searching for narcotics. And I looked at the guy because they know they're outside the law. And I said, you come on here. I'm going to, you know, going to sue you, pal. I said, I do not give consent. And the reason I got so mad yesterday, last time I had my camera going as we pulled up and they said, turn that off. And I said, no, you're surveilling me. Free speech, First Amendment. And then they came over and then they just opened the door of the RV we were on, the InfoWars mobile, and I talked to the guy, and he said, you can go ahead and go. This time, six of them come over after they've ordered us to pull over, and they all kind of swagger over till I open the door up and get in their face with righteous indignation. And this time, I didn't hold a camera up. This time, you don't see the camera until, I mean, I've got it down in my lap, until they start saying, no, we're going to search your vehicle. We're coming aboard. And that's when I get the camera out, get in their face. And look, this is a planned takedown of America. The globalists always use the crisis they create, 800-plus sanctuary cities, free tuition, free welfare, above the law, don't get arrested for DWI, don't get arrested for no insurance, get different banking rules. That's even been in the Associated Press, that the illegals get different banking rules than citizens. It's an incentive to bring them here, then turn them into a political group that will vote for gun control, open borders, basic globalism. And then as citizens of this country see what's happening and get upset by it, then the system comes in and says, that's okay. We will set up checkpoints everywhere in a police state. And then have a few show arrests every year. And then release the illegal aliens out the back door. I mean, this is all on record. And there's 6.5+ billion people that want to come here. I mean, could we take them all? Maybe, if we didn't have welfare. But these groups do, on average, get on welfare. The dad goes out and works, but mama, on two or three different identification cards, gets on welfare. That's why around Texas, you can tell the illegal aliens when you see them, because they got a Western wear dress, don't speak English, got La Raza stickers all over their cars, and they're driving vehicles nicer than citizens are, Because they're not paying taxes on average. Mama's on three forms of welfare. And daddy's out there working hard all day. And the babies are free at the hospital. Everything's free. And citizens, no matter what color you are subsidizing it. California's bankrupt. 48 states are bankrupt. The country's going down right now. We're in a stalled depression. Mexico has been imploded by the globalist, which is designed to then drive them all up here. This has all been designed. Nobody's bad in this except the globalist. I don't blame Mexicans for wanting to come up here, especially now that it's a genocidal Mad Max world, literally, down in Mexico. And that's how Mexican citizens were describing it to me the 5 days I was down at the coast doing an investigation. That's what Hispanic Texans told me. That's what white and black Texans all told me. And they were all scared to talk on the radio except one gentleman. And he completely concurred, a Hispanic gentleman who we had on a few days ago. And a veteran as well. And a lot of the stuff he told me off record, he didn't repeat on air. It's because then they'd be able to tell who he was, and people are living in fear down there. I'm going to get into the whole Gaddafi thing here in just a moment. We'll spend a lot of time on that today, but here's what I'm talking about. Every time this happens, you're always told it's the first time it's happened. This is not the first time it's happened. It is in Tennessee and a surrounding four-state area that this happened in 2009. It's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I have the state rep on. The governor put out a statement. They had 14 federal agencies. This was in the newspapers. 14 federal agencies setting up checkpoints on major highways, pulling families over, two-hour-long waits, shutting down entire highways. They're putting up the highway divider chains now to keep people from being able to flee. A total control grid is going into place for martial law, for continuity of government. They have resettlement specialists hired by the hundreds of thousands. They've got the camps built, Houston Chronicle. This is all going on for the total depression they've engineered. The globalists have been gearing up for this for 15 years. But they always say it's the first time. This is going on in California, Texas. It's going on in every state. They have TSA checkpoints going back at least 8 years in Florida, 9 years, 10 years in D.C., Dallas about 5 years, Boston, Massachusetts. It's been going on everywhere. And you pull up to a checkpoint. We caught beta drills of this with the U.S. Army in 98. That's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But here it is, News Channel 5. Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide. And it goes on. You're probably used to seeing TSA signature blue uniforms at the airport. See, you're used to it. But now agents are hitting the interstates to fight terrorism with visible intermodal prevention and response, or VIPR. I've been writing about VIPR for 8 plus 9 years or so. It's in my film, Martial Law, 2005. Where is a terrorist more apt to be found? Not these days on an airplane, more likely on the interstate, said Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security Commissioner Bill Gibbons. And it goes on to say TSA will be there commanding local police, searching citizens, bus stations, 18-wheelers, you name it. And it says it's not a response to any particular threat. Tuesday's statewide VIPR operation isn't a response to any particular threat, according to officials. ARMS said intelligence indicate law enforcement should focus on the highways as well as the airports. You see, terrorists could be anywhere. So you are all, and I am, we are all together, guilty until proven innocent, but they, the government, they are above reproach. Turns out, the government's running the drugs. The government's laundering the money. The government's running the child kidnapping rings publicly with private contractors. The government is the criminal enterprise. And this is domestic checkpoints all over America in the middle of the country. You know, 600 miles from the border. Tennessee. 600, 700 miles from the border. Maybe further. And you've got checkpoints everywhere now. And you pull up to these, and they get you out with your kids. You go to a high school football game, now they search you. It's the total lineup, show me your papers. And by the way, they've announced hands are going in the pants of you and your wife and your children.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. Waterwebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to waterwebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
For anyone who's been in denial, we have a Nobel Peace Prize winner launching wars in Uganda, Chad, Libya, saying days, not weeks. We have all over the United States people getting on buses, trains, aircraft and now highways, and you drive up, you sit there for an hour, and you get there, and there's state police with TSA directing them, and they jerk you out of your car and now put their hands on your body. In fact, yesterday, pulling up to the thing, I saw them pulling over some cars and getting people out, and I just can't handle it anymore because I can't take it anymore. I mean, it's so asinine. It's come out in federal court that the Border Patrol was ordered by the FBI, DEA, and others to allow drugs to come in to the United States and guns to go into Mexico. I mean, is that saying the average Border Patrol agent is a bad person? No. But they're not even allowed to do their job. It's all just show. It's all just show. And it's all about having a pretext to train the public to pull up to checkpoints and to have your car torn apart and drug dogs on board. And the way they look at you. And I was watching this video out of Tennessee where they're running checkpoints, searching people just randomly on the highway with TSA in command. And you see the state police, you know, with their eyes all slit looking at you. How about you? How about you be under suspicion, as the founding fathers said, as the number one danger, big government, a fearful master, a dangerous servant, a fearful master like fire. How about you? How about you being the danger, pulling up people in uniforms with slit eyes, you know, looking at you all with their eyes all, you know, angry at you, just squinting their eyes like they're the good guy in some Western and you're the bad guy. They're Clint Eastwood and you're the bad guy. No, you're not the bad guy. You're your family going to church or going to work or trying to get down the road to see grandma. And you pull up, there's a bunch of government crooks violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, waddling around, destroying America, stabbing it in the heart, looking at you like you're bad, when this entire government is up to its eyeballs in drug dealing and money laundering. This stinking criminal government made drugs illegal to explode the amount of people using it, to put money into it, to corrupt this society. And I'm sick of a bunch of known drug-dealing criminals, state police all over the country, pulling people over, stealing their money. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the asset forfeiture, all of it. I'm calling the whole system out. I'm done. I can't take it anymore. Everything we said is true. It's all coming true. It's all happening, and it's only going to get worse from here. They're setting up a red terror in this country of control. And I'm not saying all the Border Patrol are bad or the average cop's bad. I know most of you aren't bad. But you better stand up and say no to this. This is classical tyranny staring us in the face. There's no room for denial anymore. And the funny thing is, I wasn't even disgusted or even so much angry. I was beyond it. I was like looking at little children in their little uniforms waddling around on their power trips, and as soon as I looked at them with disgust and disdain, they were melting like little babies before me, which is even scarier. They're little boys in dress-up, pulling a family over, pretending that they're trying to keep America safe. You aren't allowed to keep America safe. You work for the criminals. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. You work for criminals. This government is illegitimate and hijacked and foreign-run. I'm going to come back to you. I think about Gaddafi. Then we'll go to Wayne Madsen. We'll play the video and I'll give you my analysis of it. But at the end of the day, it's a distraction from what's happening economically in Europe. God help us. Do you know how bad this depression is going to get? Why do you think they're turning on all the checkpoints all over the country right now, and the secret police and the CIA is coming out admitting that they're federalizing local police departments? Totally illegal. They are going to turn the resources off in this country. And I'm going to tell you right now, Mitt Romney, Herman Cain, Rick Perry, Barack Obama aren't going to save you. We're going to have to help ourselves. And we're also going to have a national debate about what side are you on. A lot of people are choosing right now. They're choosing the side of good, by the way. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
And it all crashes down, and you break your crown, and you put your finger, but there's no one around. Just want one thing, just to play the king. But the castle's crumbled, and you're left with just a name. Where's your crown, king? Nothing.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want my view on the whole Muammar Gaddafi situation, it's this. With bin Laden, we knew he had kidney failure 10 years ago or more. We know he was at the American hospital, visited by the CIA, CBS News, Le Figaro of France. We know that his family was awarded giant contracts for U.S. military bases, the largest construction firm in the Middle East, bin Laden Construction. They're the folks that air-conditioned Mecca. You know, to give you my view on this Gaddafi thing, I have to first give you some history. And bottom line, to simplify it, is this. The bin Laden thing was fake because we know bin Laden was already dead from scores of credible sources, including Madeleine Albright, who came out and told Bush, don't roll him out dead. We know you've got him on ice. Walter Cronkite. You don't get more insider than that. He played footsie with the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, most elite encampment, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg, you name it. He came out right before the 04 election and said, don't bring him out. I had Bush administration official sources. I had Steve Pachinik, Council on Foreign Relations, back at the time saying it was all staged in 2002. So that we knew was fake, and we said fake situation room photo, not live video feeds, throwing the body in the water, the way they had the media all ready to go with it, and Obama making the announcement. That's when you know something's fake. That was fake. I don't know about this. The video has the customary super shaky, and then there's one video still that they cut to. We're rolling the video right now. This person's either the worst camera person in the known galaxy, or this is a staged video. And we've seen staged videos out of Iran of the young woman shot and bleeding to death. That was fake. We've seen fake bin Laden videos. The point is, when you have a government and a NATO system that lies incessantly, you don't know what the truth is. It's like if you have a neighbor or somebody in business you've worked with who lies most of the time. You never know. So it's not bad to question this. In fact, you should. But knowing his psychology, knowing where he most likely would be in his hometown, knowing about the month and a half long siege, they claim they killed him before or he ran to Venezuela. They claim they killed his sons over and over again. That wasn't true. They claim they killed his firstborn, the Shield of Islam. That's how it translates, and they hadn't. So I'd say 60-40, my gut. My gut says that's probably Gaddafi. He's probably dead. Just knowing the MO, staying, fighting 7 months against the al-Qaeda rebels, it's kind of like, you know, he's the ugly, they're the bad. I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy, but it's good, the bad, and the ugly. And the people running our country certainly aren't the good. And al-Qaeda certainly isn't the good or the ugly. They're the bad. So is Saudi Arabia. There's no doubting I'll take Gaddafi any day over Saudi Arabia and the unspeakable decadence and evil and British intelligence model they use. It's true that he was a dictator. It's true he bucked the system. It's true he was building up all of Africa. It's true the guy lived in a little tent with plastic chairs while everybody thought he was behind his armored compound. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. And now they're going to bring in the forced inoculations. They're going to cut off the water supply, the austerity. They have put al-Qaeda in control. They say thousands, upwards of 10,000 different types of missiles, several thousand shoulder-launched, have fallen into the hands of al-Qaeda. Think about this. Put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. Call them freedom fighters. Have the Facebook guy that ran the Arab Spring in Egypt overthrowing the old dictator, Mubarak, bringing in something far worse now. And then he's now running with the CIA and State Department, the Occupy Wall Street situation. I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on that from WayneMadsenReport.com. But I wanted to give you my preface first. I don't know what's going on here. People say, tell us, Alex. I don't know. Learning to judge from videos, they can fake almost anything. The Mutalib video, it was obviously fake with a hood over it. They just projected his head in and had him turn. That was clearly a fake. The bin Laden videos turned out to be fake. I could look at them and tell you they were fakes. One of them was a standard computer-generated dummy model that you can get in even cheap programs. That was later confirmed with voice print and video analysis to be fake by major universities. This video, just looking at it with the eye, looks real. But their CG is getting better. They could have already killed him somewhere else and just want to release this. We don't know. He could have run to Uganda, and that's why Special Forces went in there. Then they drug his body back. We got Pachinik popping in later for 10 minutes on this. We got Tarpley popping in for 15, 20 minutes or so. We have an article up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Killing Gaddafi spares International Criminal Court embarrassment for U.S. and Britain. Like Milosevic, Gaddafi would have thrust Western support for al-Qaeda fighters under the spotlight. Now, one reason into this whole intelligence mix that I think it could be staged, but my gut says probably not, and my gut's frankly never wrong, but we have to leave it open, is that you notice Europe didn't go along with the total private banker takeover and the end of all sovereignty being held hostage by the banksters. They didn't do that today. So all Hades is breaking loose there. Major states are banning cash sales, like Louisiana. There's a lot of big police state developments. Checkpoints are popping up nationwide right now. We're going into another degree of martial law. So while all this is happening, and that's coming up, we're busy looking at Gaddafi. Now, a man who's been brave enough this year to be there, Tarpley's also was there just a few months ago under bombardment, is Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com. And he joins us to give us his first look analysis of this Gaddafi situation. I haven't gotten your view yet, Wayne. You just heard my first look analysis. What's your take as a former NSA analyst, Navy submarine warfare expert, top journalist reporting for some of the biggest publications in the world on Capitol Hill? As somebody that tracks what these disinfo people do, what's your gut level first look analysis, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I also agree with you, Alex. I think although it's too soon to tell, and because we've been inundated with all this disinformation before, curveballs, yellow cake, uranium, all these other fakes, you know, the riots in Syria that were actually riots in Bahrain. The fact that Al Jazeera was the first to report this. We know about their ties to the government of Qatar and what they've done with the CIA in the past. My gut feeling says he's dead, but I also would point out initial reports were that he was shot in the legs. There was one photo I saw clearly of a head wound. It could be that he did try to maybe surrender. Maybe they executed him. It doesn't say a whole lot for Obama's law of the jungle foreign policy, because that's what it is. It's no different than Bush's when we killed Saddam Hussein's two sons, and in a very macabre scene, we saw them laid out on some slabs. Later, we saw the photo purportedly of Saddam Hussein after he was executed. He still maintained he was president of Iraq. Gaddafi still maintained that he was the leader of Libya. I would say that, as with Saddam Hussein, the situation with Gaddafi, President Obama has violated Executive Order 12333, which was initiated by President Ford, signed off by Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and even the first President Bush, George H.W. Bush. He's violated that. He has assisted in the assassination of a foreign head of state, and Mr. Obama should be basically indicted by the House Judiciary Committee. That's called impeachment. He should go before the Senate, and he should be tried.
Well, they sell these great evils in the name of, we did this to somebody who's unpopular, but that's how Hitler started what he did, and every other tyrant has led nations into total tyranny down this primrose path. But again, knowing Gaddafi saying he was going to stay and fight to the end, getting his family out, following that line of reasoning, he probably fought to the death. They're just claiming he tried to surrender in the first reports so that they don't make him look like even more of a John Wayne-type martyr to the people there. But I think undoubtedly now this is going to make him a martyr, whether it's true or not. My gut tells me it is, with these thousands of data points coming in.
Right. We had that other situation initially. The rebel movement, the new government of Libya, said that they were going to take his body to a secret location because they didn't want a shrine, they didn't want a memorial where his followers would flock to that. Again, here we have the same situation with bin Laden. What are they going to do, dispose of the body somewhere? We'll never know where it is. We'll never have any kind of independent means to verify that, in fact, he was killed and how he was killed. I mean, this is done in any murder situation. In this country, there are autopsies done. There are medical examiners that issue a report. We don't have that situation, probably, in this case, and that's going to just open up more, and I hate to say the word, conspiracy theories, because the government allows itself to be charged with these conspiracy theories because they are not forthcoming with the truth.
Well, that's another good point. I'm glad you raised that. And that just adds to the suspicion that it could be staged, or they killed him in Uganda or something, where we know special forces were seen just last week. Gaddafi body being taken to secret location, Reuters reports. Still, Western media has not confirmed any of this. They're just going off what the famously unreliable Al-Qaeda people are saying. The body of deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is being taken to a location which is being kept secret for security reasons, a National Transportation Transnational Council official said today. Gaddafi died of wounds suffered Thursday as fighters battling to complete an eight-month-old uprising against the rule overran his hometown of Sirte, Libya's interim ruler said. Gaddafi's body is with our own unit in a car. We are taking the body to a secret place for security reasons. Mohammed Abdel Kafi, an NTC official, official al-Qaeda person, said in the city of Misrata, told Reuters, you've been to Libya repeatedly. You've seen the breakdown here. Even if they really did kill him, which I'm leaning towards, then just letting his body disappear or this made-up burial at sea, sleeps with the fishes, that way they can never really charge anybody or say who really killed him and then basically not have war crimes be brought up here.
Well, exactly, and also gets people like Obama and David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy off the hook as far as state-sponsored assassinations, which is still illegal in this country. And it has been since the 1970s when the executive order was instituted because of the CIA's role in the assassination of Chilean President Salvador Allende and President Trujillo of the Dominican Republic and President Diem of South Vietnam and others. That's why the law was instituted. And I say that the Congress now has to, whether you like Gaddafi or not, most people, he's not, you know, he wasn't an endearing figure. The other thing I want to point out, when Mr. Obama was in South Chicago in the 1980s, spying on the Nation of Islam and the Black Panthers and the Al-Rukin gang, one of the things he was looking at was those movements, those black social movements getting support from Gaddafi. I would also suggest that this was a vendetta by Obama that goes back to when he was working for the CIA in Chicago in the 1980s, and he has his fingerprints all over the death of Gaddafi. I believe he ordered it. I believe he was settling old scores, and this is exactly what the executive order was, one of the things that was supposed to prevent people like Nixon settling scores with people he didn't like overseas and LBJ.
Or domestic. I mean, now they're saying right. They'll kill U.S. citizens, no judge, no jury, anytime they want, including in America. We have Reuters reporting and UPI 5 years ago when Israel said, we'll kill U.S. citizens inside the U.S., and our own government said, come on in. So now I guess U.S. citizens are basically, according to the globalists, the lowest form of filth.
Right. And the one thing I would point out, Obama's sending troops to Uganda. It's quite clear that Sudan, what remains of that country, is next on the target list. Omar Bashir, the president of that country, he's got an international criminal court warrant against him. Who's next? Who's next? Whether these guys are elected or not, they are the heads of state. It's illegal for U.S. presidents to involve themselves in their assassination. So I say start with this Gaddafi death. U.S. supported this military operation. Yeah. Obama lied. He said it wasn't regime change. Of course it was regime change. We saw that today with Gaddafi's supposed body. And what more proof does one need? I would hope that we stop this with the presidency. Bush and now Obama hold these people accountable. They're violating U.S. law. They need to be held accountable. Obama needs to be impeached. Bush is out of office. We can't do it to him, but we can stop Obama in his tracks.
Wayne, let's expand on this. Clearly, the UN, NATO, global corporate axis is making its move. It's imploding Europe, setting up a financial dictatorship, admitting no sovereignty to the countries, irrevocably transferred. I mean, that is total domination. That is total occupation. That is just the equivalent of Hitler rolling into France. I mean, it's on. Or the Soviets rolling into the Czechoslovakia. All of this happening, you've got global Ponzi operations being imploded in other parts of the world, not just in Europe. You've got it coming to a head here in the United States. You've got Soros clearly trying to energize and take over the Occupy Wall Street. You've got this new UN model of having rebels try to overthrow a government. Then Western powers come in and back them up, engage in huge war crimes and call it peace. Why is the Western establishment moving on every front right now? Is it out of strength or out of an attempt to globally intimidate the world?
Well, they see they're on their last legs. They see what's happening to their economies. They see that the BRIC countries, that Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and Turkey, and others, their economies are doing much better. These are the rising world powers. We already have Putin, the next president of Russia, the once and future president of Russia, talking about a new Eurasian economic union to rival the collapsing European Union. You know what this is? These are the final death throes of a dying empire, the U.S. and its extended empire around the world and all of its vassal states, England, France, Germany, and others, they're collapsing. And this is what we see with empires. They do these Hail Mary passes thinking they're going to survive when, in fact, they know they're going down. And you know, Obama's sending troops to Uganda to defeat the Lord's Resistance Army of Joseph Kony, who's basically out of the picture. He has been for some years. This is a 25-year-old rebellion against our dictator in Uganda, Museveni, and all of a sudden he decides to send troops. This is all about oil. This is about denying Uganda's oil to the Chinese and use it as a launching pad to go after what remains of the country of Sudan. So that's what we've got going on here. This is a power play, but these empires are collapsing. The U.S. has no influence left in Latin America, for example. The Monroe Doctrine is finished, and we're seeing a lot of other doctrines go down the tubes, including Obama's. I think Obama's doctrine of backing these rebel movements and what's called R2P, responsibility to protect, this nonsense that came out of Samantha Power.
Stay there. Let's come back and break that down and look at Occupy Wall Street as well. Wayne Madsen's our guest. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yes, we've been tried it on the wine press much too long. Rebel, Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
Sucking the blood of the children.
Sucking the children.
The Babylon system is the vampire. I want to be clear here. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, is what Lord Acton said hundreds of years ago. That's just common sense. I love America. I love our republic. I know we've been the good guys compared to many others in history. The human condition is the human condition. The great heights, the great lows. The wondrous heights, the painful, disgusting lows. When we talk about China, Russia, all these groups, very corrupt, serious problems. But because they weren't as powerful and good as we were, when evil took them over, they just disintegrated. When evil took us over, it had an engine of incredible power. And because we were the good guys, we became very naive and just bought into the fact that we're the good guys, that's it. All over this country now, they have TSA checkpoints on highways searching families. I went through one yesterday, but up in Tennessee now, you know, Homeland Security pulling families out. I mean, they're really gearing up for total collapse, and the empire needs to have total tyranny because it knows it's going to end up going to prison. See, it's an all or nothing. The globalists have committed, as Wayne said, a Hail Mary's been thrown here. They're going to try to get class warfare going. They're going to try to trigger the revolution themselves through Occupy Wall Street, which now is admitted to be run by the State Department, and the government's going to use that for austerity. We're in deep, 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 deep trouble. So when we talk about all the evil our country's doing, remember, that's a hijacked nation. I don't blame the German people. They got seduced by Hitler. I blame the few million that actually aided him and knew what was happening. I don't blame the Russians for monsters like Lenin and Stalin. It happens through a progress. Or the Chinese for Mao. Or Mexicans for what's happening in Mexico. It's a process. It's the norm. Going back to Wayne, I want to keep him 5 minutes in the next hour if he can do it. And then we've got our next guest joining us. But Wayne, you hear what I'm saying here, don't you? I mean, my point is looking at history, studying things, to watch the system running around, getting everything ready for martial law and selling political arrest. What is the elite getting ready for? How does Occupy Wall Street tie into that? What's your take on it?
Well, I you know, it's always good when you see people, especially grassroots with homemade signs out there, exercising their First Amendment rights, protesting these outrages that have been taking place in this country. But it's also, as the usual thing, and I saw it here in Washington with the Occupy movement here, where a representative of one of the labor unions said to the group at Freedom Plaza here, hey, listen, if you guys want bottled water, just go down and march in the march for Obama's jobs bill. You know, that was the one that contained free trade agreements that was going to see U.S. jobs go away to South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Go down and support that, and the AFL-CIO will give you all the free bottled water you want. You know, bribery. This is just old, you know, and it was quite clear.
Yeah, but hold it right there. Hold it right there. Yeah. You've got the unions calling for globalism, which gets rid of the jobs. And people say, why don't I support the unions? Support the unions. They're not even supporting our jobs.
Well, let me tell you, when that offer was made, at least the consensus of the group there was no. They rejected it. They said no. We'll get our water from somewhere else. So people are wise to what's going on here. They're wise to what Obama's trying to do and what David Plouffe is trying to do and trying to co-opt this movement for the election cycle. And so, I mean, that's what I think we have to be wary of. And of course, yes, George Soros has billions to throw at this.
Wayne, stay there. WayneMadsenReport.com, because I want to do 5 more minutes with you ahead of John B. Wells, syndicated talk show host, joining us. I want to have you finish up with the whole George Soros angle. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a
dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Syndicated talk show host John B. Wells, also famous voice talent, will be joining us. Really like his analysis and views on what's happening in the world. We want to get his take on it. We'll also open the phones up towards the end of his interview. Tarpley joining us as well. Going back to Wayne Madsen, who's been over in Libya, we were getting into the whole Occupy Wall Street. Here's my breakdown. We know Obama Connected Groups put out the call to Occupy Wall Street 3 months ago for October, knowing just the general crowds would show up. Then they intended to send in their agitators to take control of it. That's failed, but the system doesn't care. They're just having the national news still just aim cameras at their spokesman and pretend like these people support Obama as some desperate ploy. I don't see it working, just like the Republicans tried to co-opt the Tea Party and were only partially successful. What do you say to that?
I believe that's true. I have been to the Occupy activities here in the D.C. area, and I have to say that there's a lot of anti-Obama people. I mean, they know he's a product of Wall Street, and they know that George Soros is Wall Street. I mean, these people who think that Soros is some sort of fairy godfather that comes around and sprinkles money on you for good deeds, I mean, that's not his history. This man has destroyed entire economies of nations, and he's quite proud of it. But I think the fact is that he was obviously involved with some of these Facebook, Twitter operations in Egypt and Tunisia, to some extent Libya. But look, some of this has backfired, because when the poor people get out there and start demanding change, that's not the latte-drinking people that follow George Soros' dictates. And this is what happened in Cairo, and this is what happened in Tunisia, and this is what's happening in Athens, because the people in Greece and Spain don't want any of these deals with these bankers. And I think the people Soros, and obviously he fronts for the Rothschilds, these people are very concerned now, because people are starting to get wise to their tactics and to the way they conduct their business. And I think it's going to be a zero-sum game in this whole thing. When the people, 99% of the world, think how many people that is. And in some countries, it's higher than 99%. It's like less than one hundredth of 1% who have the wealth in certain countries. When these people rise up, they're not going to be in any mood to compromise with the elite.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, is that we've seen the Federal Reserve and all these globalists and Obama endorse Occupy Wall Street. A, that's an attempt to make it a left-right issue, just like Republicans endorsing the Tea Party, so that the left wouldn't get involved with the Tea Party. Now they call the Occupy Wall Street leftists, so the right won't get involved. They don't want us ever getting together.
Right. And the people, for the most part, in the Occupy movement, reject both political parties. They reject the Republicans and the Democrats. They don't even like this system of government anymore. They want a fundamental change in the way we're governed. So we're talking about people are calling for a major constitutional change in this country, because the system is so broken, so corrupted. Can it be fixed? And I would point out that Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln both said, it's not only your right, it's your duty to replace this form of government if it turns out that it becomes repressive and an unworkable situation.
Where do you see this ending then in the last 30 seconds?
Well, I you know, I mean, the media is going to be doing their best to try to frame this and put out this information. But I think people are now using their own means of communication. They're not beholden to the media. This could go anywhere. I don't think anyone can actually foresee the future. And we know that with revolutionary periods of time, you can never predict the future. We saw that with Solidarity in Poland, and we saw the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union.
You're right. Wayne Madsen, thank you. Yeah. Wayne, thank you so much. Great points. We'll talk to you soon. There's no doubt this is the time that the world's future is being dictated. All of us need to be involved on the side of good against evil.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 20th day of October 2011. And while the world is busy questioning whether Muammar Gaddafi is dead or not, like other fabled individuals, Osama bin Laden, big developments are taking place in the economy. We'll talk more about this coming up later in the hour with our guest after we cover some other issues. But here's CNBC. A long, steep drop for Americans' standard of living. And it breaks down that you've got to basically have higher taxes and no future under globalism to pay off the tens of trillions. Well, it's actually the 1,000+ trillion in Ponzi scheme derivatives to the central banks. Isn't that interesting? Here's another one. A Citigroup to pay millions to close fraud complaint. Also, the Associated Press is reporting $70+ trillion in Bank of America derivatives secretly bailed out and backstopped, we're talking about 70 plus trillion for Bank of America in derivatives. The entire deficit isn't even 15 trillion. Okay? We'll get an idea of how they're inducing us through traders they control in government, having us sign on to their mega debt. It's incredible. I'll talk about that on the nightly news this evening. This is the most incredible article of the day. It's even bigger than checkpoints all over the country with TSA jerking families out of their cars we covered in the last hour. It's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. No, this is from KLFY with a straight face, they say, bans on cash. You're only allowed to use cash with major retailers. You cannot use cash for a secondhand sale. That includes all garage sales, swap meets, you know, you name it. This is directly out of the most horrific dictatorships ever seen. Cold hard cash. It's good everywhere you go, right? You can use it to pay for anything. But that's not the case here in Louisiana now. It's a law that passed during this year's busy legislative session. House Bill 195 basically says those who buy and sell secondhand goods cannot use cash to make those transactions. So they want to kill the underground economy. That's why they're arresting people selling lemonade all over the country, or tomatoes, or pumpkins, and SWAT-teaming Amish, just selling milk to their neighbor. You are guilty until proven innocent. You can't be trusted in a cash economy. That's part of the 999 sales tax plan. That's where they now have a federal sales tax if the Federal Reserve gets its way, and a VAT where every transaction is tracked and you swipe a card even when you use cash, because it's going to be a graduated sales tax. And they go on to say that's the way it is. SWAT teams are standing by and the checkpoints are being set up as well. And they're now saying citizens will now be on these Homeland Security pickup lists, not arrest list. You don't get a judge. You don't get a jury. They can kill you in secret. Under new federal edicts, not laws, they can kill U.S. citizens. That's been announced. And they just say, under the Enemy Combatant Act, you'll pull up to a checkpoint, you're on the list, you disappear, you're never seen again. And by the way, you never thought you'd get socialist health care. You never thought they'd ban cash. You never thought they'd have federal checkpoints on the highways. It's here. It's all coming. It's the new world order. Never thought you'd see Mexican troops operating inside the U.S. It's the new world order. Now, I'm really honored for the rest of the hour, the next 50 minutes, to be joined by John B. Wells, who is an accomplished composer, musician, writer, actor, martial arts instructor, and aviator. John B. Wells can be best described as a well-rounded Renaissance man who savors the pursuit of knowledge and discovery from the arcane to the... And it continues... heard on radio and TV stations throughout the United States, Europe, Asia, South Africa, Australia, and South America. Wells is one of the world's most recognized voice artists, from network television programs to Lockheed Martin Aeronautical Company Joint Strike Fighter F-22 Raptor projects, museum exhibits such as the Soviet space and Ramses the Great, to movie trailers for Columbia TriStar, Sony Pictures, and Disney. His ability to communicate has been acknowledged with numerous Emmy, Clio, and Marconi awards. And the website is the initials jbwells.com. That's jbwells.com. We're honored to have you here today, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll tell you, I think that's the closest I'll ever come to an Academy Award. Thank you.
And I should add, you're a host on Coast to Coast AM as well.
That's the most fun job a guy could possibly have other than being on your show.
Well, you know I'm a loudmouth who will take up all the time, so let's get rolling here. What do you think of laws and moves around the U.S. to ban cash if you're not a big box globalist store?
You know, Alex, I've spent so much time, people might wonder, why would you want to talk to a voiceover guy? But I'll tell you very quickly, over the course of my career, I've been privileged to, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. So if you subscribe to the theory that ignorance is bliss, I think maybe that's a correct statement, because I've read many, many things about various projects that I had to sign the paper on, many, many projects for the what Dwight Eisenhower referred to as the military-industrial complex. And the fact is that this, in my opinion, is the first move toward the cashless society. And I suspect it'll only accelerate from here with all of this facial recognition. recognition being rolled out and iris scans and all this craziness with the TSA. And now, of course, what more innocuous place to kick this off than in Louisiana under the auspices of being able to track, you know, the drug traffickers, you know. I've spent most of my life being under threat of some sort of a war. I was born around the time the Korean War ended, and then immediately after that we went to the Vietnam War, and then there was the war on poverty, and then there was the war on drugs, and now there's the war on terror. So I guess we're all war babies if we were, you know, born any time after World War II. And I don't see this getting better. I see it getting much worse, I think between, I don't know, maybe the Mayans have something. Maybe by 20, there's no telling how much damage can be caused in the next year and a couple of months, and I'm gravely concerned about it.
Well, the government is acting like it's the end of the world. I mean, rolling out checkpoints, sticking their hands down our pants. They want to set the precedent for forced inoculations. They've openly promoted that with the Emergency Health Powers Act. This is really frightening, what this country is turning into. And then you look at the fact that globalism has deindustrialized our country. What's your view on this whole New World Order system and where it wants to take us?
Well, a friend, you may know him, a fellow named Servando Gonzalez, wrote a very interesting book. This is not my book, so I'm not hawking it, but it's called Psychological Warfare in the New World Order. This is a really intensive book. And it's obvious, just like this, it's obvious that, you know, as to quote a fictitious home secretary from one of my favorite shows, as I ease into my dotage, I find that timing is everything from lovemaking to the golf swing. And this taking down, this alleged taking down of bin Laden, followed by Anwar al-Awlaki, and now finally with Gaddafi, it just seems that all of these things, of course, you know, al-Awlaki was a relatively recent player. But it appears that all of these little, like some sort of an infernal machine where you just were, or a tumbler on a safe, you get one click and you go back to the left. You can take that as the political left. You get another click, you go back to the right, you get another click, and then boom, the door opens. And the door, unfortunately, is the one that opens Pandora's box. It's escalating rapidly. In fact, I saw on your site today this Tyrell Corp, this one super corporation run the global economy. Once upon a time, we read the great books, and we learned from those great books. Now, I think it's the great screenwriters that produce a lot of information that if we'll just allow ourselves to hear it. I mean, from little goofy things like this Operation Endgame, just a juvenile script. But if you look deeply into it, you'll see that there's a really much more serious thread of truth running through there, almost like, and I'll just wax silly for a minute. You know, as Bill was a great fan of comic books in that movie Kill Bill 2, I have been a fan of the Three Stooges. And in one of them, they have the Axis powers all gathered together, and one of them says, "This is not right. Your minorities are infiltrating our majorities until you've made our majorities minorities." And, of course, you know, Moe, who's playing Hitler, tells him to shut up and hits him with a golf club or something. this is all, but it's true, and which is why, just shifting gears now, I warn you, I'll go a little bit ADD here. I think in the mode of firing the short-barreled shotgun out the back door, but that's where border security, the open border, the massive influx of undocumentable and in the vast majority untraceable people coming in here. No one can deny that this isn't just some mess that's just sort of happened, you know, kind of like the universe was just a mess that just happened. My feeling is the universe was most, as we know it, was most definitely created by a superior power. And this mess that the whole world is facing now has also been created by an earthly superior power, and they are hell-bent to execute their purposes. That's just how it is.
Well, you're right. And 98 miles into the border, inside Texas, they wanted to search my car, and I had to have this big confrontation yesterday, and I shot video of it for the second time in just a month. Again, John B. Wells is our guest. And it's so asinine that Homeland Security is now running random checkpoints at malls, high schools, and highways. and saying we never know where terrorists will be, but then the border is basically wide open, and they lecture us all day about how much danger we're under, and they're just going to have random checkpoints. Clearly, it's to train us to be prisoners and have no rights. It has nothing to do with the illegals. Janet Napolitano is in the news today, legalizing illegals and not deporting them by executive fiat. So I want to come back and talk about that. But is that what you're getting at?
Well, absolutely. And then don't forget the part about if you object to any of this, you're immediately branded a racist. Although the last time I checked, Mexican was a nationality, not a race. But of course, if you do anything that makes it look like you're against any group of people, then you're hit with that brand, and that brand stays there. That brand is like Keith Richards said about reputation, so like a long shadow. It's very difficult to overcome. And, it's obvious. Look, there's all this stuff about the states when the
federal John, stay there. We got a break. I want to hear about this on the other side. John B. Wells, jbwells.com. Stay with us.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. Waterwebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to waterwebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm needing to say it's somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy.
white a woman to this game.
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's one of the top voiceover guys in the world. Emmy Award winning, Clio, Marconi Awards for radio. He hosts a few times a month, and I always enjoy it when I hear him hosting Coast to Coast AM, second most listened to radio broadcast in the world after Rush Limbaugh. This is a short segment with John B. Wells, jbwells.com. Of course, is his website. We were getting into the whole border situation. I mean, it really does render asinine all of this. Let's set up checkpoints randomly around the country and see if we catch one of these imaginary terrorists when we really know it's about training us to live in a police state while the borders are basically wide open. You were continuing with that point.
Well, you know, when the feds came against Arizona, saying that, oh, well, your state law is going to trump federal law. I mean, I don't understand why. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal scholar. But, I know something silly when I see it. And it's like, well, isn't there a presumption that the federal government will uphold the law? Is it not incumbent upon the states to uphold the law when the federal government does not do this? So it's all about making friends, I suppose, you know, as far as what we're shown. But I think there is a concerted effort to take this country down, and every time we allow some part of the Constitution, anything in the Bill of Rights, to be sacrificed for what the government now calls the greater good, well, if nobody does anything about it, then it's like, on to step two. Let's knock out another one. You know, people have made several people have made allegations of this whole Fast and Furious deal. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? We're going to ship guns down to Mexico so we can track the cartels.
And then blame the Second Amendment. But look, expanding on that, Mexico is a failed state. Mexico arrests anybody that comes to their country illegally.
Absolutely.
I mean, since when is there this idea of I've got to pay taxes so illegals get in-state tuition, and then I'm bad if I don't? I can't go to Mexico and get in-state tuition. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's part of a globalist plan to break this country up. And more, it's clearly divide and conquer.
You know, Alex, this is I know we got a short spot here, but let me get all of this out before somebody labels me as a neo-Nazi for bringing this up. That little movie, Downfall, where Erno Gantz did such a brilliant job of playing Adolf Hitler, that was based on Traudl Junga's secretary, who was in the bunker when all this happened. And one of the most horrifying things that came out of Hitler's mouth was that one of his commanders came in and said, yes, my Führer, but what about the wounded and the elderly and the children and all of that? And he's like, I don't care about their primitive needs. Look, the German people gave us a mandate, and if it doesn't work out, if they're not strong enough to pull it through, well, then their little throats are getting cut. Well, that's just tough, and it's not my problem. And I think that's what we're looking at now. I think that people are so afraid that they're going to be on a list or they're going to get a knock on the door. I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything from tax investigations. It could be, you know, some trumped up things. Here's the thing. This is what's so rough. It's not illegal to ask a question, which is why being in the spot now, being interviewed by you, I'm liable to open my mouth and say something that I really wish I hadn't said. But that's just how it is, because, you know, if I were immortal, I'd worry about it. But I'm not immortal in this realm. I'm not worried about the afterlife. I'm all right with that. It's not illegal to ask a question, but statements can get you in trouble, and you only have to be accused. Even if you're not guilty, it'll cost you everything you have just to defend yourself. And in the meantime, you'll be demonized and vilified, and you'll emerge out of this legal crisis, and you'll go back out in the world, and people will be looking at you like, well, he must have done something really terrible to screw up. It's just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn when he wrote that Gulag Archipelago. He said, nobody would say, look, they're arresting me. They're arresting me for no reason. There's somebody to do something. Everybody just came there, kept their mouth shut, and the KGB came up, and they just take him away, and that's it. They wind up on some Gulag iceberg somewhere, and that's the end of them. And the only thing that brought them down in the end was what? Money. Because they were nothing but blow all the time anyway. They didn't have the missiles they claimed they had. They didn't have the money or the clout they claimed they had. But they had a good front. So everybody was like, oh, yeah, the Cold War, we got to fear the Russians. And it sets off communist hysteria here. And
but John, you just said it beautifully. We've got to call the bluff. That's why I just go out in big crowds, no bodyguard. That's why I confront the checkpoints and get in the police face, because we've got to call the bluff or they win. People think by cowering, that's how you stay safe. No, that's how you invite the wolves. You got to face them down. And we're not prey. We got to face down these predators.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. For a long time, I thought that the key to surviving the next one, the next, you know, imposition of power, let's just call it federal power in this case, would be invisibility and a high level of mobility. But I don't think that way anymore. I mean, I reserve the right to change my mind. I think the
let's elaborate, John. Stay there. You're right. Everybody can feel it. The real crises are coming. This is just birth pains. It's now time to pick where you are in eternity. Pick a side. All in. We'll be right back. It's InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are back live with syndicated talk show host, top voice talent, you name it, John B. Wells. And he's got another website, not just johnbwells.com. We'll tell you about that website here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I want to remind listeners that we are listeners supported. Our sponsors, people that buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, the films, all of it at InfoWars.com. Subscribers to InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is how we've built this alternative media platform, now reaching more than 10 million people a week, conservatively, just on YouTube. That's about 25% of our audience is on, you know, stuff on the web like that. Several million a day on the radio, over a million a day with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Conservatively, we're reaching about, conservatively, probably 20 million people a week now, one way or another. Millions a week just on the podcast, 600,000 a day. It's very, very, very exciting, and it's only growing. And when each and every one of you spreads the word on Facebook, Twitter, tells your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show, I mean, I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know in my gut, I know historically we can beat these tyrants. This is a very nasty form of tyranny we've got growing, this whole scientific New World Order. It's got to be defeated. We've got the new InfoWars, because knowing is half the battle, G.I. Joe style shirt. Very, very popular. That's available at InfoWars.com. We've got all the In the Fed shirts on sale right now at InfoWars.com. People will ask, what is that? You can explain to them about the Federal Reserve. We have a new film only available in North America, because this is out of Europe, but it's in English. Very powerful, so I made a deal with them. I got a bunch of them. Scientist Under Attack, Genetic Engineering, and the facts that are coming out. We've got that new film available at InfoWars.com. And when you purchase the books, the videos, all of it, it makes this show possible. But the most important thing is spreading the word. You know about the Federal Reserve situation. We're in contact with the Dallas Police Department about, I'm now talking to other witnesses, that indeed there was a provocateur there trying to set us up. That shows that we're hurting them, for them to go to those type of links. That the fact that the Federal Reserve has filed complaints with YouTube trying to take down our videos, and YouTube didn't do it, by the way, because we called them on it, shows we're hurting them. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're reaching tens of millions of people a week now, and it's only growing. And they can't really kill me. I mean, they may still. I get threats all the time because I'm nothing special. This information is out there now. I mean, go to the Drudge Report today. Luke Radowski went and interviewed Alec Baldwin. He endorsed capitalism. That's up on the Drudge Report. Our article about the State Department running Occupy Wall Street, that's up on Drudge Report. Number one website in the world for news. Tens of millions a day. Truth is contagious. Truth is popular. And yes, for some of us that are out at the very tip of the spear, it's dangerous. But it's like the Braveheart line. Yes, we might go out on this battlefield and lose today. But what about many years from now, lying in our beds, you know, about to die? What will we give to just come back here and tell our enemies, you can take our lives, but you can't take our freedom? I mean, it infuriates me to see this video. We're going to play a clip of later, of state police with Homeland Security and TSA looking at people on the highway like we're all guilty and criminals, like we're being inducted into a prison and pulling people out of cars and searching vehicles without warrants because they're trying to stop terrorism. That should make you fight or flight. It should make you boil with disgust and concern that we know where this leads 100% of the time. Going back to John B. Wells, John, I mean, you hear the point I'm making. You went to break making the point about it's all in time. You had gotten to the point where you thought you would just stay invisible. Please continue where the break cut into what you were saying, and then let's get into some other subjects and also talk about your other website.
Well, the thing is, Alex, I used to think invisibility was the key, and then just run away from it. There's no place to run. It will visit you wherever you are. So I just reverse myself on that. It's like visibility, high visibility is the key. And that way, look, we're all mortal. We're all going to check out of here one day. We're all going to begin the final boarding process out of this world. However, now is the time to stand for something, or just cower like little mice and just let the cat take you over. That's what's going to happen. However, that said, with all this Occupy Wall Street and Occupy the Fed stuff, I'm beginning to wonder if the apparatus isn't so big and things are not so screwed up, if you will, and so far down the road that, I mean, revolution concerns me, because if something like that were ever to happen, that's when our enemies would fall upon us, because they would see that as the weakest moment and therefore the best moment to attack us. For to what end, I don't know, because, you know, at least in theory, the rest of the world relies on the United States. 23rd, 1775, it is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. You contrast that with George W. Bush, and I actually liked him until I got into it a little bit, and then I'm not so sure, who said, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th, followed by Gore Vidal, who said, apparently conspiracy stuff is now shorthand for unspeakable truth. So I'm just as jacked up and angry about this as you are. And you have been given your gift, I have been given mine, so if we can just bring some people, you don't have to obey us blindly or join our legions blindly, but at least listen and see how these events are affecting your lives. Bind together. Such a concerted effort is being made to drive us away from each other, black against white, against brown, against Asian, against the federal people, the local people, the state people. We cannot allow this to happen. We have to be a nation, not just a country. Any place can be a country. We need to be a nation. And that's the end of my rant for the next few seconds anyway.
Well, John, beautifully said, and that's why the globalists are trying to break up our sovereignty and bring so many people in and then tell them, don't become Americans. No, keep your nationality so they can play us off against each other. That's the real end game. And look, people call it a revolution. I'm involved in an information warfare revolution against lies. But I've always said I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. Our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, though not fully lived up to in our country's history, was the greatest flower of Renaissance and awakening and enlightenment. And I want to go forward to the past. I don't want to be a 3,000-4,000-year-old thug-run tyranny, because we're going back before 1776 and 1789. We're going back to ancient tyranny with a high-tech overlay. I want to go forward to the past, to the most advanced thing we've developed. I want to restore our republic. That's why when I pulled up to that checkpoint 98 miles into Texas and they said, we're going to search your car, I mean, I righteously had zero fear, and that actually scared me after the fact. Even though my little children were with me, I didn't care and didn't even have to pump myself up. I was so focused and so disgusted with these people that at first they thought they scared me, you know, six Border Patrol guys around me, and it was the opposite. I said, I know the government brings in the drugs, and I just totally hit them hard. I'm going to play it tonight on the nightly news. But my point is that I have to make myself now try to even have some concern. I mean, because I still want to have that frostiness. It's like I'm getting to where I have zero fear, and it's almost the extreme opposite of what a lot of people have. Do you get where I'm going here?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, did I read that right the other week that a 747, or I think that was the model number of the aircraft full of cocaine was allowed to come into this country in exchange for some cooperation against the Zetas, which, as you know, is made up of military deserters and other really hardcore guys.
Yeah, and that's just their cover in the Texas newspapers that, oh, we let in this tonnage of cocaine. And, yeah, Wachovia and Wells Fargo run these aircraft with cocaine. And, yeah, I mean, it's totally controlled. And actually, the big banks in the U.S., not the U.S. government, if you read all the federal documents that are admitted, they're funding all the cartels against each other to try to just keep prices up. It's so cold-blooded.
And I don't know what the end game is. I mean, if they did succeed in destroying the country, reducing us to some sort of a internally brawling third world nation, I mean, what is to be gained from this? I just don't know. I think it might go back to, I mean, I keep quoting movies, but again, it's the brilliant screenwriters. I think it's true. I don't think some of these people can be assigned any other motive or initiative other than they just like to see the world burn. I hope not, but I don't understand what they want. I mean, I don't think I'm smart enough to scrutinize what they want.
No, John, you're totally sharp as a razor, and you're just being self-deprecating. You just hit the nail on the head. You brought up Hitler earlier. I've seen the German film reels in the German where Hitler would during the first few years of the war would travel out by his armored train, and for sometimes 24 hours straight, drinking coffee and eating pastries, would look through high-powered telescopes and binoculars at Warsaw burning or other cities burning. They like to watch the world burn like Nero. They've got all this power, and when you let corruption take over, the worst elements end up filling the gap, and then even more elements fill that, and it's almost like an Indy 500 of evil. Only the most evil end up in control, and they like black uniforms, death, carnage, war, skulls, murder, death. Whether it's Lost Zetas or Skull and Bones, they worship a Grim Reaper with a gold crown on its head. They like Grim Reapers, man.
That's what it looks like to me. It really does. I mean, notice what the SWAT uniforms look like. They're carrying it. You know, German-made machine guns, they got German-style helmets, and they got some great-looking black uniforms, and they just personify, you know, part of the psychological warfare that's been waged against us is at least the Greeks. You know, if you study any kind of theater at all, you're going to study the Greek theater. And it's because, number one, the stories never change. However, with the Greeks, at least they had the sense that all sex and violence was done off stage. It was only suggested. And they also had enough sense to put masks on everybody so that you don't go, well, I know that guy is a completely disgusting, horrible, amoral person, but he's so handsome. Then the girls fall in love with him. And then this horrible vixen that's just a bloodthirsty and a horrible individual, she's beautiful. So we really like her, even though she's morally, like, bereft. They had enough sense to disguise that so that you just got the story, unlike what we're fed. I mean, we're continually desensitized. I mean, what next on TV? The last episode of 24 with Kiefer was, I think he actually disemboweled somebody while the camera was taping him. And I'm just like, good God, what next? I mean, I was watching something, just Channel Surfer the other day, and I saw so much violence all over the place that I thought, I don't know which is sicker. Them putting it on the screen or me sitting here watching it. So I just turned the bloody thing off and let it go. We're being desensitized to what's to come is the only thing I can figure out. Apparently there are some really smart people that are all talking to each other, and this is a huge orchestrated campaign. The end of which, I guess, is just flames. I mean, I think we're about to get on the same page and decide that if you do believe, now let me just qualify this real quick. On some of the blogs that comment about some of the things that have been said on Coast to Coast, where I reach the most audience, obviously. Nobody, a lot of people go up and get a drink of water during a commercial or something else. But it's like, oh, this Wells guy sounds like a fundamentalist Christian and a right winger. It's like, well, if my belief in Jesus Christ makes me a fundamentalist Christian, and if my belief that if we let go of this Constitution, we are over with, well, then I guess that makes me a right winger, you know, because we're losing this Constitution, and once it's gone, what can happen in this country with the advances in technology and all the facilities and everything else that have been built and are ready? Is going to make Nazi Germany look like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. That's my opinion.
No, you're right. This high-tech overlay over ancient forms of tyranny is so scientific and so evil. And we haven't even done this TV piece yet for the nightly news because there's so many examples. We've been just taping TV and then pausing it. Sharpie commercials now will have stuff like "Don't Protest" flashed on the screen. TV shows like, what is it called, Breaking Bad, episode after episode will have subliminals saying Ron Paul's a drug head. I mean, the fact that they're this bold with it, but expanding. You heard about the VA cemetery, one of the biggest in the country, in Houston. And it's now come out, even in the Dallas Morning News, that first the military denied this was happening. But the head of the place said, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, it didn't matter. You couldn't pray over somebody's casket at their burial, and she turned the director turned the chapel into a broom closet, and would tell them. And when people brought this up, they said it's not true. So the local group had to sue, and it turned out that the Department of Defense had beta tested not allowing anybody to pray at the cemetery, saying separation of church and state, when that's a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying we don't need a state-run religion. The First Amendment says government can't make a law making you follow a certain religion. But of course, you can have people pray at their funeral at the cemetery. I mean, it shows how these atheists, that was the official religion of the Soviet Union, what tyrants they are, sir.
Well, you know, I'm absolutely on the same page with you. All this separation of church and state. It's like you don't know what you're talking about. The separation of church and state refers only to the establishment by our government of a national religion. That's all. Like as in King Henry VIII did when he wanted to get rid of what's her name and Mary, wanted to get rid of Catherine and pick up on Anne. He made his own church. He had the power to do so. He divorced himself from Rome, sort of. And just got
he had to have the heir, exactly, so he created the Church of England. But this is what's crazy, though, is that I see reports all the time where a child brings a Bible to school in their bag, and they take it and throw it in the trash, like you can't have this, but you can wear the devil t-shirt or whatever. Again, it's the idea that certain speech can be banned, and it shows what tyrants these people are.
Well, in the end, it's going to boil down to one thing. You know, people will look to the Mayan calendar, they'll look to Nostradamus, all these people are looking for the truth somewhere other than in their Bible. But in the end, it comes down to good and evil. That's what the study of philosophy is about, is the entire school of philosophy is devoted to one thing: what makes a good life. Now, if blood and guts and murder on every street corner is your idea of a good life, then you've got a pretty warped philosophy. But these philosophies do exist. And I think it is natural that we have these opposing forces, you know, but let's say just for the sake of the argument.
Stay there. Amazing. And I'm going to see if I can twist your arm 5 minutes of the next hour. So we'll have two little short segments left. We've definitely got to have John B. Wells back up. We'll give you his other website as well on the other side of this quick break. Of course, ours is PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. We're simulcasting this radio show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result
is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by John B. Wells, and we'll put up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers one of his other websites, CaravanToMidnight.com. Very interesting. We'll talk about that some with him here in just a moment. But we may have forgotten now because this is unscripted, but you were making a point as we went to break. Do you happen to remember what that was, John? I know it was interesting.
Well, it was just that the people will go to all these other sources to find out what's happening in their lives. Every day, a person's mind is filled with all kinds of things. All this, in fact, I'm surprised that we're not all insane. You know, that's why we go to pastoral places, you know, fields and beaches and stuff like that, where we get some natural beauty. But here in the cities and so forth, we're hit with television, radio, signs, lights, other signs, traffic. All these people, you know, and all.
Have you noticed everything is turning to like a Times Square, even in small towns, with TVs and Janet Napolitano in the Walmarts, other facilities saying, don't trust anyone but me. Don't trust your neighbors. Don't worry. Checkpoints are coming.
Oh, it's like a THX 1138, you know, where the guy comes on and goes, my time is your time. Consume. Enjoy. I mean, is that what we have become now as a nation of consumers? Well, that's about to be over with because this is turning into a kind of a mutant form of a depression. You know, my dad was a depression era kid. And he said, well, the thing is the money was worth something. The problem was nobody had any. Well, now we've got a two-pronged problem, and that is nobody has any. And even if they did, things that used to go in denominations of $100 are now going in denominations of $1,000. So I don't know. The money is being created with the stroke of a pen, which means it's worth nothing. So where do you go from there? One of the brightest guys, I wish I could remember his name at this moment. I'm so ADD at times. But I said, look, what is money? Once upon a time, it used to be an agreement to exchange goods or services. And he says, well, that's true. He said, but more than that, it's a social compact. And that really set the dominoes falling then because, yeah, and who is the compact between at now? When all of these banks go, okay. I mean, I think we're being smokescreened with all the trouble that are in these various nations. I think the trouble that these various nations, like Greece and Spain and the other ones, I think all of this is fabricated. I mean, I really do believe.
No, it is. If you get into the documents, it is. And instead of the government issuing a fiat currency, that's dangerous because they can hyperinflate. But if it's connected to something, you know, generally that's a more successful system than letting private central banks control the currency. And so in the compact, for the money to exist, you have to become a debt slave. The money becomes God, and those that issue it become rulers of the universe, basically. And now they implode societies to consolidate them, and now they're moving in to start banning cash to force us onto cashless systems so they can charge us and track us. I mean, if people think $5 to use their credit card or ATM is something, wait till it's totally cashless. We're going to be held totally hostage where you actually pay massive money just to keep your money in a bank.
Well, not only that, but I mean, wouldn't it be interesting if all of a sudden now, instead of writing a check or pulling out a credit card, now we have to show ID if we produce cash?
No, that's the plan under the 999. Well, that's the plan, yeah.
I mean, I challenge anybody to come up with a more ridiculous scenario. You know, the man's name was Manning that I interviewed on Coast to Coast. His last name was Manning, and his first name escapes me at this moment. Maybe I'll get it back before the end of our time together here. But I said, are we doing some sort of an economy? We have crop rotation. You farm this part out, so you let it rest a couple of years, move over to another plot and farm that. Are we doing economy rotation now? And he said, yeah, sort of. And this economy is pretty much tapped out, so we're going to... Now China's the big dog, and then they're new at this. I give them 10 years before, not even that, 5 years before something bad happens over there.
Stay there. Five more minutes. I totally agree with you. And again, it's not like crop rotation where it produces something. It's designed to build up, get in debt, and then destroy. Because again, you don't want any country to be strong. You only want the global parasite banks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John B. Wells has been our guest for the last 50 minutes or so. He joins us in this first little segment of this hour. Then Webster Tarpley on the economy on Libya. He joined us yesterday. He's popping back in today because of these big developments. He's recently been to Libya. We're talking again to John B. Wells. Look, your survival instincts, all of your survival instincts are kicking in, but the mind control system will try to create a conscious fear so you will divert your own instinctive concerns into that. And go ahead, comment on that.
Well, again, there's a psychological war that's being waged against us, and that's precisely what it is designed to do, is make you subservient to this coming system. I mean, the thing that George W. Bush said about out of these troubled times, our objective, a new world order, can emerge. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one we have known. You know, it's like somebody said one time, people will tell you their bad intentions if you just allow yourself to hear it. And I think he said that, he used the term New World Order over 100 times in his administration. That's frightening in itself. But again, there's no doubt that this is an orchestrated effort. It's undeniable. Nobody wants it. People just want to live their lives and go along, make a little money, enjoy their families, this and that. But this is what we got to do.
Well, instead of just pushing back to get them off our backs, we've got to rout these parasite control freaks out. Just like when they try to tell people, you know, your grandpa in World War II veteran dies, and you go to the Houston VA cemetery, one of the biggest in the country, and they say you can't have a priest or a pastor here to pray. You've got to get aggressive and go after them. And the federal court, first the Pentagon denied it, turned out they'd ordered it. Again, they're always behind the scenes trying to create basically a Soviet America. For the bankers, they don't want freedom, and they want to have population reduction, and they want to shut down our free speech. That's why it's so important now to support alternative media more than ever. In closing, what's your view on the internet kill switch and FEMA coming up later this month, next month, testing takeover systems of radio?
Well, it's just they're going to begin rubbing it in our faces now because we haven't been able to stop them from doing it, except in isolated cases. We haven't been able to stop them from invading our privacy. Just everybody keep in mind that while they are able to log every keystroke, every email, everything that you do is stored somewhere, including conversations on your cell phone. Just remember something an old Chicago criminal lawyer told me one time, who's recently passed away. Don't ever say anything over a phone or in an email or a text message that you wouldn't want repeated or played back in front of a federal grand jury. So just let discretion be your guide. But more than that, reconnect with your true character. Whatever that is, good character or bad character, pick a side. We're out of time. We're out of time. It's just about game time. So decide what side you're going to be on and go there. If you're going to be one of these people out there that says, well, I'm worth more than $7 an hour. You know, I'm not going to do anything. I want you to give it to me. Forget about it. You're not going to get it. The only thing that you're going to get is what you're given. You're not going to be able to make a life for yourself. It's going to be made for you. And then what? You're assigned an apartment. You're assigned a little card as to whether or not you can even drive a car. Is that what? If that's the life you want, just sit there and do nothing. Otherwise, participate in this great event. Put this thing back like it was. Nobody has improved upon the wheel. There are always going to be injustices overcome. Work on that. But for God's sake, hold on to the foundation. And that foundation is the United States Constitution. That is what has enabled us to do what no other nation or combination of nations has been able to do in 235 years. If you're 50 years old, you've been alive more than 20% of the time that this nation's even been in existence.
Be part of it. You. Be part of it. Breathe life back into the spirit of 1776 and liberty, or bow your knee to total tyranny and submit to being a slave. John B. Wells, incredible interview. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you. Amazing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've got to say that that was an amazing interview with John B. Wells. I really look forward to having him back up on the broadcast with us in the near future. Just incredible. fact, I'd have him fill in on the show, but I don't want to get in the middle of what Coast to Coast AM's doing. What a great talk show host. No wonder he's won Marconi Awards and everything else. I look forward to... And you know what? I love what he was saying. It's time to pick a side. He could feel it in his gut. He tried to stay invisible all these years. He's a guy doing, you know, the big ads for the Defense Department and stuff, and now he's just coming out and talking about the real world and saying, hey, I'm risking a lot doing this, but I'm telling you what I really think. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when we live as cowards, we invite destruction. And again, it's not sold as cowardice. It's play ball, go along to get along, be friendly, don't make waves. That doesn't create waves for a while. But then when the waves do come, they're 10 times bigger. Okay, and I'm all in. I mean, I realize a few times in my life I've passed spiritual points in my life. I passed one of those when I spoke to the Bilderberg Group, bullhorned them, and Holbrook came out the 2006 Canada Bilderberg meeting. I felt that Rubicon I was passing. I felt that Rubicon when I was at the Dallas Fed a week and a half ago, and the crew felt it too. And now we've learned there was people there trying to set off a bomb, reportedly. We're going to try to find out exactly what happened with that and what that federal provocateur was up to. I've got to track all that down, but we're talking to the witnesses and people right as I was arriving, but they ran the person off. This just shows you the level of evil we're facing. The Federal Reserve is trying to shut down my YouTube channel right now because of with this privacy complaint that I'm violating their privacy. But that's before the YouTube board right now. I can feel it, that I'm passing into a whole new level of danger, but also opportunity. And I'm almost nostalgic for not living in this type of danger. But I understand it is a mind trick. You're in the danger whether you admit it or not. Letting this system continue along its path towards total global meltdown, that is a much greater danger to the species, to my children, to your children. And this is a time to be all in. Now, we are listener supported by the sponsors, with the online video apparel bookstore, video store at Infowars.com, with the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. It was 4 years ago that listeners started a money bomb. And it started getting a lot of attention. A lot of people had pledged several hundred thousand dollars, so I got behind it like 2 days before. And with that $300,000 we raised, I was able to begin the process to move into a bigger office. Then the next couple money bombs, we were able to build this structure, hire the people, and build the TV studio. And now we've gotten to the point where we need this money bomb, around 20% of the money each year now that we need to run this operation. You know, it takes millions of dollars to run this. People then go, what, you're making millions? No, it takes millions to run this. You understand, that's the cost of running this operation. And we have now, a little bit late this year, and we're going to Webster Tarpley, a little bit late this year, launched it. Normally I promote it a month out, but I've been so busy with the nightly news, so busy with special reports, so busy with everything that we're launching this just, 14 days before. And so you can start donating now if you'd like to. We're going to broadcast 24 hours again with special guests. And a lot more coming up on the 3rd. And in fact, they have the date on there. I just finally saw this morning, this site completed this morning. You can be the first to donate via credit card, PayPal. You can also mail in your donations now to our address here, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. You can make them payable to Alex Jones, InfoWars. Free speech systems, whatever you'd like. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And now site, as you donate, actually updates in real time. And if you scroll down, it's a rocket. I told the folks, let's not do a radio tower because somehow folks thought that was a pyramid or something. But I said, obviously, with a thermometer or something, it's got to be, you know, a top-down symbol. So it's a rocket. A Buck Rogers-style rocket. I had said a Saturn rocket at the missile gantry, but this is what they came up with. I think it's better than my idea. It's kind of an old Bugs Bunny-style rabbit, Warner Brothers rocket, the type that blasts off from Cape Canaveral. It actually looks like a Wernher von Braun V1 or V6. I forget the name of those. The point is, it looks like a 1940s rocket. And the goal is $500,000. Sounds like a lot, but we need to hire four or five more reporters, servers, equipment, satellite uplink type systems. And we're going to be shooting a video that shows what we've done in the last 16 years, what we've done in the last 4 years of money bombs, what we've built, going to the next level. That's why it's a rocket. We're trying to go to the next level. We're trying to blast off and escape the globalists, you know, clutches, trying to escape the god of this world, I guess, and get outside of this system and up into Valhalla. So, again, the new website, if you want to check it out, there'll be videos up there in the next few days. I may even shoot a quick one today, but a highly produced one will be up in the next few days, is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can simply go to InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb and start donating today. Now, we're going to probably get Pachinik on about 40 after, because I really want to have some time with Tarpley, and I also need to get into promoting this money bomb. Please help us get the word out about it, because we are the alternative media. We are the tip of the spear. We're doing something no one else is doing. No one else has done or ever done what we're doing at this level. We're the best there is. Doesn't mean I'm that good. My crew's great, but I'm doing the best I can. Okay? And we need your support to get this done. So fuel our rocket so it can blast off. I think they said that once it goes to 500,000, the rocket does take off. So we'll see if we meet our goal this year. We came in about $60,000 of it last year, and I didn't just claim that we made our goal and, you know, add the fiat made up money in there. We need to reach our goal this year to really be able to continue confidently and expand some, which is what I want to do. Obviously, the economy is going into free fall. Now, shifting gears, he was just there a few months ago under bombardment. They've said Muammar Gaddafi is dead. He did promise to stay and fight. With the bin Laden thing, we know that was fake because of the evidence. With this, I don't know. Again, Al-Qaeda has been given all these surface-to-air missiles now, so we're told we have to have domestic checkpoints on highways, as I told you they would do, to stop the Al-Qaeda missiles that were given to Al-Qaeda that's been given Libya. So to break this down, joining us via video Skype is Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian and also economist. Webster, what do you make of this?
Hi, Alex. Well, certainly it's a horrifying spectacle, whatever the reality is, right, to see all of this gloating and disgusting celebration about the alleged death of Gaddafi. Now, let's stress, this is alleged, and it's coming from sources that are notoriously unreliable. That is to say, the Transitional National Council, the people NATO has appointed as the puppet rulers of the country. There are now two stories that seem to be competing. I think the basic reality is there was some kind of a motorcade of Gaddafi forces of some kind that was bombed by NATO, because that is the operative arm of what's going on, in the area of Sirte, where after 2 months since the NATO invasion of Tripoli, they were closing this pocket at the inside of Sirte, and certain Gaddafi forces were apparently attempting to get out. So there's a story that this person's convoy was bombed by NATO aircraft. And then there's an embroidered story, which seems to borrow from the Saddam Hussein, which is that Gaddafi had taken refuge in a drainage pipe underground. Now, I stress again, it's all alleged by some of
the biggest liars. Yeah, that's done to not make him look like a guy dying on the battlefield, but hiding as a rat. Right. I mean, that's classic psychological warfare.
He's called them deservedly. They have been called rats and vermin all around the world, and they are. So they want to be able to apply that to him, that he's a sewer rat and so forth. You have to remember, somebody like Gaddafi, he's not called the desert fox for nothing. And somebody like this, I think, is likely to have doubles, right? The so-called doppelganger. So if you have doubles, maybe if you're going to take a position in Sirte, you must have a double or two with you. So the question is now, at the moment where the siege comes to an end, where the siege can't be maintained because of NATO bombing, then did these rebels kill a double, or did they kill Gaddafi? Now, the other question is, we can see on Al Jazeera and Agence France-Presse, they have films of Gaddafi being captured alive, apparently wounded or alive. Again, an individual purporting, or they claim is Gaddafi, captured alive. This person is then loaded into what looks like a pickup truck, or they call it an ambulance, I don't know, being obviously harassed by these terrorist Al-Qaeda goons, and then Later on, they show you pictures of the, of this same person allegedly dead. So a mass of contradictions. Even Hillary Clinton, who was, of course, eager to gloat when she was told about this, said, well, of course, we've heard fantastic stories from these people before.
In fact, so we heard he was killed inside of his compound a few months ago. And we heard he ran to Venezuela in all of this. You know, also, we know the rebels have been losing quite a bit, so this could be a propaganda coup. Or he could have been killed in some other African country when the special forces went down to Uganda last week. I mean, the truth is, when we've been lied to by a group over and over again, we can't believe a word they say, so we just don't know.
Precisely. There is now this air of mystery. I believe Obama wanted to hang back and gloat last, because we've had Sarkozy gloating.
By the way, he's speaking right now.
Yes, Obama's on right now, but he waited because everybody else has now gone first. Ban Ki-moon went first. Madame Ashton of the European Union, Haig, the foreign secretary, Sarkozy, of course, trying to get out there in front. Now, Obama comes last, which is also his stealth profile in this entire thing. So let us just bracket this now. Let's assume.
Stay there. I want to get your analysis straight ahead. Webster Griffin, Tarpley's our guest, Tarpley.net. We're Infowars.com. Stay with us. Money.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so Obama just finished speaking a few minutes ago, El Presidente, and maybe he's a Gaddafi double. Heck, can you pull up that Gene Simmons photo right next to Gaddafi? I mean, he does have a lot of doubles. Gene Simmons has been rumored to actually be Gaddafi. There's even a better one than that, where he looks just like Gaddafi. We're showing it to Prison Planet TV viewers. But by the way, there's a story I want to get into. It's up at the drudgereport.com on the bottom of the left-hand side. It's our article. It says, Egypt's top Facebook revolutionary now advising. So the State Department has their guy advising Occupy Wall Street. I want to get into that color revolution as well and where you see that going. But finishing up...
Gonim.
Yes. But finishing up with a Gaddafi. Google. Go ahead.
Look, let's assume for the moment that these reports are true. We don't know. One question is then, what's with the succession? Some of these reports say another son of Gaddafi, Motassin, has been either killed or captured. Then there's Saif. He's principally the political heir to Gaddafi, the father. So Saif al-Islam, what's with him? They have stories now. His motorcade is surrounded and he's going to be captured. Who knows, right? Maybe that's him. Maybe that's a double for him. There's also then Khamis. Khamis reported dead by some, asserted to be alive by others. Certainly alive is Aisha, the daughter. She's, I believe, in Algiers. So a lot of this goes on. There's also Musa Ibrahim, the very courageous and capable spokesperson for the Gaddafi regime. And he is also continuing to operate. And some messages may come through Syria. Watch that RAI channel in Syria. But now, assuming Gaddafi is out of the picture, what happens? Well, the obvious thing is this was the only thing that kept this rebel coalition together. And the idea is this. Inside the rebel coalition, you have two main groups. One are the Gaddafi renegades and the Gaddafi retreads, people who were ministers who then betrayed Gaddafi. So this would be Jalil, who is the head of state. He's the head of the council, and Jibril, who's the head of government, Hillary Clinton's boyfriend. Now, Jibril has already said that he will quit when the war ends. And from the other side, you've got the Al-Qaeda people, right? The actual terrorists, the killers, the people who have been fighting in
and from what I'm reading, they're the dominant group. And now they're saying they've got thousands of shoulder-launched service-to-air missiles, so we've got to all give our rights up because the freedom fighters have missiles.
So the idea is you've got the Gaddafi renegades and the Gaddafi retreads on the one hand, and that's the public international face of the new regime, if that's what it is. And on the other side, you've got the killers, the bloody-handed Al-Qaeda veterans who have been killing U.S. forces and carrying out acts of terrorism, according to anybody's definition. And at the top of that, we seem to have this guy, Belhaj Hassadi, that I had identified back in March. And Hassadi he's done things like telling Jibril and Jalil, you guys get out. Or he barges into meetings and says, remember, you can't decide anything without me. I'm Belhaj Hassadi, and I'm the top dog here in Tripoli. So,
well, it's also reported that Qatar, that their general is backing the Al-Qaeda people.
Yeah, they have to choose sides, and I guess maybe they want to be on the winning side.
No, but they say at these meetings the Al-Qaeda guys have the general behind them, and literally they say, hey, we've got the weapons.
Sure. So this looks like a civil war brewing. Now, the Gaddafi side is the third side in the civil war, and that, I believe, is the South, right? The black guys in Fezzan and the southern part. Remember, a couple of days ago, NATO actually made a statement saying to African countries, hey, you guys in Mali and in Chad and in Burkina Faso or any place else, Sudan, don't you dare give asylum to the Gaddafi clan because we're coming after them, right? And we're NATO and we're in your face. So that has something, as you're pointing out before, something to do with this Uganda story, right? That Obama is now up to seven wars, right? We've got Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Uganda, which then becomes three more, right?
Yeah, but wait, stop right there. There's forces in Colombia. There's now U.S. forces, we've confirmed, inside Mexico. 40,000 dead the last 3 years, bigger than Vietnam per year per capita. I mean, this is just full global invasion.
What's your count? A dozen, maybe. We maybe up to a dozen wars, maybe 15, right? With Obama, the sky's the limit.
Does he get more peace prizes, though, if he hits 100?
I think they're going to institute a Nobel Prize for hypocrisy and give it to him. So this is, at the same time, this is a horrible perspective for the people of Libya. Remember, what's going to happen now is economic liberalization. They're going to get the joys of the free market. Oh, boy. They're going to get everything privatized that was not privatized. And the oil will now be looted by
foreign
companies.
Yeah, that doesn't mean actually privatize it. It means hand it over to the bankers. Stay there. I want to finish up on the economy.
That's privatization.
And I want to look at what's happening in Europe and tie it into the U.S. because they're announcing a long, steep drop for American standard of living. CNBC, globalism means you're poor, but you pay more taxes to the central bankers, and they're banning cash in Louisiana. You can't make this up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Yeah, remember 5 years ago, Bush said, I promise we're not spying on you without warrants, and now they admit they just tape everything totally illegal. I told you, I saw Homeland Security meetings on C-SPAN. They're going to have checkpoints everywhere and trained security guards with federal power that will grope you, that will stick their hands down your pants. It's an act of submission. All over the country today, TSA checkpoints on highways. They say, oh, you don't like it, don't fly. You don't like it, don't drive. They're already announcing you have TSA approval to have a job. They're announcing you can't, in your business, use cash in Louisiana unless you're a big box store. Can't have resale goods like garage sales. Can't have lemonade stands. The whole country's turning into a prison. The government's created all these new agencies, all these new control freaks who work for the offshore banks to assanguinate, to suck dry the country, to raise your taxes and then hand the infrastructure over to foreign banks who then will charge you for everything you paid to build. Now, finishing up with Libya now, they can use that as the front door for the full Afrikan invasion. As you said in the Obama deception, Tarpley. Now, finishing up in 1 minute on that, I want to then segue into the announcement of 70-plus trillion in Bank of America. In fact, that article was here, but I don't have it. Well, yes, due to run it in. He had it for the TV show tonight, the Bank of America 70-plus trillion backstopped by the federal government. Our whole deficit's $14 trillion. But this is the privatization. It's just give all our money to banks, and then the banks tell us how to live our lives. Pretty good if you can get that work, Webster.
Well, the problem, of course, is everybody's complaining now, right? Occupy Wall Street, they have a list of complaints. Everybody's got complaints. And the big question is, what do you do? What's the action? Well, you need a political mass movement to break the back of finance capital in the form of Wall Street. Frederick Douglass once said, power concedes nothing without a demand. So you want to have political action, have some demands. Obvious things, nationalize the Federal Reserve. Impose that 1% Wall Street sales tax. Stop the cuts to the social safety net. Stop foreclosures and fraud closures. That'll hit Bank of America very hard because they're out there stealing people's homes. Rebuild the entire infrastructure, be it road, rail, energy, public buildings, schools, canals, water systems, and create 30 million new productive jobs. In other words, a mass strike, a general strike growing out of the Occupy Wall Street. You got the only problem is you've got to sweep aside the current gaggle of counterinsurgency agents who are now running the show, the people from Adbusters, the Situationist International, these pathetic indignados of Madrid, who are the biggest failures. I had a lady on my show saying the indignados were a soap opera for zombies who thought they were making the revolution. Get those people out of there. And where there are, wherever you find facilitators and the General Assembly and consensus, kick them out. Go to the American method. That's called majority rule, and rights of the minority are taken care of. Get rid of the facilitators. Ask who's funded by foundations. And if you are, please leave. Get out. That will clear the air enormously.
Yeah, but so, my thing is they want to push for austerity on the middle class to pay in banker bailouts. And on the right, they got Herman Cain pushing a new sales tax on the people to track and control everybody. What do you make of the French and the Germans not coming to an agreement? Because I've seen the tentative agreements. It's the total transfer of any sovereignty left in Europe, Webster, to this new private banking system that you'll pay your carbon taxes, your VAT to. I mean, they are really trying to do to Europe what Hitler couldn't do. But because it's economic, it's supposedly cutesy. And we're being dominated by the Ponzi scheme operators who are the ones that should go to prison.
If you look at the dynamics of imposing austerity in Europe, there it's done under left-wing auspices. I guess it's done that way here, at least under Obama. Papandreou of Greece, the biggest agent of the International Monetary Fund, is a socialist. He's from the Socialist or Second International. It used to be called the Yellow International. Zapatero of Spain, same thing. A socialist. Now, it doesn't mean they're socialists. These guys are bankers' boys. They're pure agents of finance capital. But the rhetoric and the cover is so-called socialist. You look at some of these other countries, it gets to be the same thing. The number one task there, it's the same thing you want to do here, kick out the agents. Don't let these people dominate. They're having a general strike in Greece. It's the 12th or 13th or 14th time. Get rid of this Papandreou. Get him out of there. And if you get some right-wing monster and the PP or whatever this is called in Spain, same story, then you can have actual class struggle in a much clearer atmosphere. Some of the resistance in Europe comes from German bankers, and it's interesting. This guy Schäuble, the guy you see sometimes in the wheelchair, he says, well, these bondholders need to take a haircut, right? They should get 20 or 50 or whatever percent lopped off their bond holdings. And of course, Trichet, the outgoing head of the European Central Bank, says, horrors, horrors. We don't want any austerity for the bankers. They say, we want the sanctity of debt, the sanctity of contracts. If it's a labor contract, they destroy it. But if it's a contract with a bondholder, then they say, okay, this has got to be sacrosanct. Well, it won't work because these countries are in immediate need of a debt moratorium. Something similar could happen here, by the way. You just take $1 trillion of student loans and cancel them, right? And let those zombie bankers eat the losses. Otherwise, you're not going to have another generation, right? The whole process of family formation and building careers and having children, we're going to have a demographic crisis worse than we think because people are being crushed by their student loans. So the idea is now the perspective of mass struggle lies open. The mass strike period is here. Now get into it and intervene with a program. Kick out the agents, kick out the facilitators, and start fighting for a program.
All right, Webster. Well, look, we're going to have to get you back on to talk more about your idea for solutions. But undoubtedly, they admit the State Department and others are running this Occupy Wall Street thing in an attempt to have them just call for more taxes, which is exactly what the mega banks want.
Yeah, but taxes, what tax? The Wall Street sales tax is exactly what you want.
Yeah, that's not what they're calling for. They're calling for a sales tax.
No. Wait. Who's they? The nurses, right? American Nurses United. This is a militant union, and they're good. These are some fighting ladies. They fought that pig Schwarzenegger to a standstill in California, and they're now intervening into these things saying, we want the transfer tax. That means the Wall Street sales tax. And the only reason that doesn't go through is because you got a bunch of facilitators, these creeps, the people who wouldn't let John Lewis come in and wreck everything they touch. They wouldn't allow this stuff to be voted on. Because otherwise it would be.
Webster, we're going to have to look at that more later, but I appreciate you joining us to talk about the situation in Libya. I appreciate you being on with us. We'll talk to you more in the near future. Here's an article right here. Holy bailout. This is being reported on by Reuters, the Associated Press. This particular article, the printer didn't tell me where it was at. I had it in my stack yesterday. And, this is the Daily Mail. Okay, that's what I thought. They need to set those printers to say the URL. Thank you. It says Federal Reserve now backstopping $75 trillion of Bank of America derivatives trades. And it goes on through what's happening. Just unbelievable. So I love how these banks always lecture us about communism. You know, I hate communism. I hate socialism. But now we have a domesticated population, deindustrialized country. The banks have stolen tens of trillions. Now they want tens of trillions more. And they've got the Republicans running around and the Democrats running around. It's just unspeakably bad to see all of this happening. William K. Black, who we've interviewed, we're going to get him back on, a guy that prosecuted a lot of these people in the past, says, not with a bang, but with a whimper, Bank of America's derivatives death rattle. I mean, this country is getting ready to go belly up. And there's no mistake. You got all these new wars they want to start. You got the fake killing of Bin Laden. You got the fake killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, all these people. Now, I've got to say that this does fit the MO for somebody like Gaddafi, who said he was going to fight to the death. But we've got all these conflicting stories. Hillary won't say that's confirmed. Could it be a body double? I don't know. But you notice they're talking about this now while Europe goes into a free fall and while CNBC announces that austerity's here, America's over, a long, steep drop for America's standard of living. He's been on a lot with us lately because so much has been happening, and we've only got him for about 7-8 minutes as we go to break here. Dr. Steve Pachinik, formerly with the State Department, black ops, overthrow governments, you name it, talking about the Bin Laden thing being fake before they ever rolled him out. And when we got contacted this morning, he's saying he smells a rat here. So I wanted to give his perspective. Doc, what's your view on this whole Gaddafi thing right now?
Well, right now they've lied once again. I mean, this has been the Osama bin Laden lying, the lying of the Mexican cartel in Tehran, and once again you have the same MO. You have a president who hasn't done anything. He wants to run for re-election. He's diverting attention to Gaddafi, and the answer was, remember the 100 troops that were sent down a week ago into Chad and Niger? That's the southern part of Libya. They're there. Special Forces is always there to deal with a foreign leader, the same way we did with Saddam Hussein, who was not killed. The rule of law and the divine rule of kings still works. I've been involved in 20 years of transitions and takeouts of leaders of world governments, and even Idi Amin we didn't take out. This is an absolute unmitigated lie. The reason I'm concerned about it is, once again, our military, our president, our secretary of state is lying. There's no way that Hillary Clinton can go into Libya and denounce that she's going to recognize a transitional government without having had Gaddafi's life saved. And we've had Belgian special forces down in Niger and fighting in Sudan, and we have our own special forces who will take him out and put him up in the Sahel region with his family. His wife left to Algeria a couple of weeks ago. We do not kill foreign legions. I was involved with Idi Amin in Uganda. We sent him to Saudi Arabia after he killed a couple hundred thousand. I was involved with Noriega. We sent him over to Spain. I was involved in the Khmer Rouge. I mean, every leader that we've dealt with, we do the rights of king. We take them out. Ceausescu, the same thing, even Rumsfeld admitted, we're going to do to Ceausescu, to Saddam Hussein, what we did to Ceausescu. We did not take out Ceausescu. We burned the body. It's a psyops technique. But more importantly, we have this continuous series of lies coming out from Obama and from Hillary Clinton and from our intelligence and from Mueller. And once again, this country has to say, why are we getting lied to at a moment when we have economic problems, a diversion, and the president, by the way, is now getting reelected and has Joseph Biden, one of the retards, I think, of American politics, going up there to file for reelection. So this is a diversion. Once again, there's no way Gaddafi has been killed. He's been involved too long with the CIA. He's been involved too long with British intelligence, with French intelligence, with the Sahel region. He controls the sub-Sahel region. Niger is important, where he's captured to. The French are involved. Chad is where the French are involved. Niger supplies 80% of French nuclear fuels. And our special forces were ostensibly sent to chase down a Ugandan warlord killer. No, we're sent there to probably take out Gaddafi and work with him. And now what should have happened is it should have been trial in front of the ICC, just like Milosevic. But this administration, once again, needs to lie consistently on foreign policy to make this president look as if he's tough and strong, and the lies keep on going and going. My concern is more about the American people and the delegitimizing of the office of the presidency, the office of the Secretary of Defense and State, and the credibility of our military, particularly the special operations soldiers, because there's a lot of guys who were involved. A lot of guys got killed. It is not true that we were not involved. We had mercenaries involved. We had French soldiers involved. We had Belgian soldiers involved and British. There's no way they killed Muammar Gaddafi. That's not our operating mode, and I've been involved in 30 years worth of takeouts and change of regimes. So I can assure you, I'll put up $1 million that there's no way, that they killed Gaddafi. They will place him in some isolation port somewhere in the Sahel region, and our special forces are involved with this. And once again, the president lied. At which point he's going to stop lying, I have no idea. But the American public have to demand transparency and truth, particularly after the nonsense with Mexico and Tehran, where they tried to start a war, the nonsense of Osama bin Laden.
So you think this is another... You think this is, well, I mean, they've got a London Guardian now is saying what they're putting out official photos. We'll show those on screen. It's the headlines, warning, contains graphic images and video.
We can distort anything. Alex, we do that professionally all the time. We did it with Osama bin Laden when you had all those tapes. That was all doctored. We did it with Saddam Hussein and his kids. I mean, those are flat photos that can be doctored. There's no way MI6, British intelligence, SAS, are going to take out a leader when, in fact, the leader had economic investments with these people. There was no way we're going to take him out or kill him because he should have been brought to trial. It's awkward. They can't bring him to trial because he can indict a lot lot of the world leaders, including Goldman Sachs, who you remember had a billion six trade and screwed it up, and asked Gaddafi to take an equity position in Goldman Sachs. So this is more of an embarrassment to our intelligence, to the British intelligence. If they keep on insisting, they can call me conspiracy, but there's a problem. I've been lecturing on PSYOPs, regime change, for 20 years at Fort McNair. I've been teaching this, stand down, deception, denial. I've been involved in more regime change than any one individual in this administration, for sure. I know the individuals involved, and I can assure you they are lying.
Well, let me ask you this question. We just showed videos and photos now that reportedly they got him, tortured him, shot him in the legs, and then shot him in the head. I mean, if this is a PSYOP, they've actually produced more. We know they've created fake Bin Laden videos before and then said they threw him in the ocean.
Fake. We don't do that to war leaders. You yourself, you're the one who gave me the tip-off months ago when you said the divine right of kings. You have to explain that to the audience, that since the beginning of time, from the biblical times to the New Testament, through the medieval ages, up to British law, including American law, we do not take out foreign leaders. We claim we take them, we create pictures of it in order to gave a certain end of the story. I have no love for Gaddafi. I was involved in the original raid under Reagan, so I have a pretty good
idea. No, it's like putting a Napoleon on Alba. I mean, because other elites don't ever like to see kings have their heads cut off. They like to basically keep themselves above the fray. I mean, there's no doubt that Bin Laden's fake. You're just saying, knowing the players involved, maybe they grabbed a body double and killed him. I mean, who knows?
No. This is total distortion, lying. It's consistent. Think about it for a minute, Alex, and your audience. They're very smart, and this is why you're so important. Bin Laden was faked. I predict that. We talked about the fact that the war, this nonsense story that came out of Mexico involving Tehran, even Mueller was ashamed to say that this was fudge. So we knew that was fake. That stopped. Israel stopped. They dealt with Hamas. And now I'm telling you this is fake because they don't want to bring Muammar Gaddafi to trial. His family was already taken out about a month or 2 months ago to Algeria. But what's interesting is it's not an accident. We sent special forces.
Stay there. I want to hear about that. Stay there.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com.
Freedom telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do it.
Okay, this is what the Daily Mail and others are saying. They've got the Prime Minister, Al-Qaeda leader, over there. And now they've been given these thousands of shoulder-fired missiles. We've all got to give our rights up because Al-Qaeda's going to get us now. But Al-Qaeda's the good guys. TSA checkpoints all over the country, dragging families out of their cars. They tried it with us last night. That video will premiere this evening. It's pretty powerful. I get in their face big time at prisonplanet.tv, 7 o'clock. What did I ever do to you? Then we're going back to Pachinik here to finish up. What Gaddafi said as he begged for his life. Libyan Prime Minister confirms that former dictator is dead. Wounded, weakened, covered in blood and dirt. The fallen dictator was dragged from a truck to meet his unceremonious end. First, he said it was a gutter or a spider hole. In front of a braying mob, Muammar Gaddafi, the former Libyan leader, begged the revolutionary soldiers for his life. Like a Mussolini end. Becoming increasingly desperate, he asked one rebel leader, "What did I ever do to you?" But his pleas fell on deaf ears. The deposed despot was mercilessly shot to death. He spit blood, heralding the end of a terrible 42-year epoch in Libyan history. Doc, we only got about 3-4 minutes left.
They're lying. What this is a classical denigration of the world leader in order to make sure that he came out with being humiliated and that the forces, transitional forces, had won. I'm not questioning the fact that Gaddafi, his regime should have been ended, but I'm questioning the fact that this president repeatedly has to lie in front of the American public. So does our CIA. The CIA was involved in this. Special ops was involved. It's not an accident. You have special ops going into Chad and Central Africa. I saw 5 days ago, and you have Joe Biden asking for a re-election of the president to show how powerful he is when he can't do anything domestically. And then you have the pathological liar, Hillary Clinton, going to Libya. There's no way that woman, who's basically very scared and very ineffectual, would go to Libya and recognize transitional committee. So we have once again an obsession in this administration for lying. And what I care about is the delegitimizing of the validity of this institution of America, which he doesn't belong to, and our soldiers, and our intelligence, and our national security apparatus. We've got to change that. And that's
hey, Doc, something that makes me think you could be right is they've released a new fake video of Hillary learning and getting excited, just like the fake situation room. And they do say she's going to Libya. She's the one that's been caught lying in Iraq and Serbia, claiming she flies into war zones that are under fire. And it turns out it's all lies. So, I mean, these are confirmed liars. Why believe anything?
Why, no, they confirmed lies. I'll tell you, when we were involved in Bosnia and Rwanda, she was the one who held back her husband, who's another pathological liar, Clinton, who allowed 800,000 Rwandans to die, even though they were going to be killed beforehand. He was warned about it, and she was worried about his political career. This is a pathological liar who's married a pathological liar who works for a pathological liar. I don't care if they get rid of all of them, but what we need is a reaffirmation of the American government that has legitimacy, transparency, and the fact that people can no longer be lied to because we have no jobs, we have a dysfunctional government, and we have to change it. None of the legislators have said anything, so you see they're all cowards, the Democrats and Republicans. I have no love for Gaddafi, but I can tell you he's a very smart guy. You don't stay in power 53 years, and you don't suddenly get killed and humiliated at the end. He was taken out quietly by our special forces that were sent out a week ago, which is what the reason they were sent there was for the Lord Resistance Army in Uganda. I worked in Uganda. I took out Idi Amin. We sent him to to Saudi Arabia. He ended up, and he killed over 100,000 people. So there's no way our special forces was not involved. I'm ashamed of Petraeus. I'm ashamed, again, of the intelligence community and the military. And I'm afraid that our special forces are being used as cannon fodder, as is our military and our intelligence. We have to go and protest this again. And only you, Alex, came forth years ago with the notion that we don't kill and the divine rights of king. And this president is just an obsessional pathological lie.
Doc, we're out of time. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv.